This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
So it seems like politicians in Washington, D.C. are giving a hard time to reporters again. First of all, Jasmine, there are issues again between reporters and the current administration, presidential administration.
Right. The White House is not doing regular press briefings. And when they do a press briefing, they are refusing to allow cameras and audio recorders in any type of camera in the room. So all you're getting is really people jotting down things in notebooks, no audio of Sean Spicer or anyone else who's speaking for the administration. And people are very frustrated about this. It led CNN to bring a sketch artist in and have them sketch out the scene for their newscast later that day. And they were criticized. You know, people are saying, well, you're being dramatic about this. And they said, you know, we do this for court cases where we can't have cameras in the courtroom. And since we can't have a camera inside this press briefing, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, it seems if you're going to bar the electronic media from being able to do their job with their tools of the trade, you should do the same thing the newspapers and not allow them to bring in their notebooks and pens. And then how do you even report on what's going on?
Yeah, and you know, and with newspaper reporters, you still bring audio recorders into a room so you
sure.
You get accurate quotes. So they're really just haranguing the media.
Yeah, I don't think this administration needs any further excuse to help put the media on further alert or give the media more reason to probe into this administration any further in taking such suspicious actions as this. It just shows how they're not very forthcoming or very smart, to be quite frank. I think in the past when administrations give them their own offices and office space and working areas within the White House, within the Capitol, you know, that shows that they're at least trying to extend an olive leaf and trying to work together with them. But this administration has everything but that, and it just heightens the awareness of journalists to try to find and probe this administration even further.
Yeah, and this should not be just a concern for journalists. This should be a concern for the general public.
Absolutely.
That's who the journalists are there representing. They're
right.
Trying to get information about what's going on with this administration, get this information out to the public. And it's difficult to do that when the administration is trying everything possible to make it almost impossible for reporters to do their work.
And for administration to be so critical of the media, you'd think they'd want us to have all the tools at our disposal so we can get the message right. Because all they've really done is say that we're fake news and been overly critical about the stories that we're putting out. So why not allow us to do our jobs properly?
Well, certainly we're not above criticism, right? Well, journalists,
yes.
I mean, there are flaws, there are problems. Sometimes stuff gets misreported. Many media outlets, though, do run corrections when they make a mistake. So it's not as though we're above some criticism, but I think this goes beyond what is really deserving. Most journalists do very good work and are, they're passionate about their jobs and they're trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, no journalist is above reproach, and none is on the record by saying that they are. It's just this administration taking its stance, and to echo what Jasmine said in the past, administrations want to be able to make sure that their message is being delivered accurately and clearly, and will do and should do everything in their power to make sure that that's done properly. And that goes at every level of municipalities and the state and local government beyond the federal government. Absolutely. No journalist is trying to say that they are infallible, not in the least bit.
I think they're letting the Twitter feed speak for itself. And they've said that on a number of occasions where they've said, well, President Donald Trump, he said it on Twitter and we're just going to leave it at that. But I think the citizens of the country should expect
more
explanations. They should expect more, and they should expect journalists to delve into those things. And when we're not able to, that's a huge problem.
If anything, what this administration has done is it's probing and it's pushing the press to have to do more work and to do more follow-up and to question even more than they've ever had to do before because of their actions that they've taken that have been so unusual.
Yeah, and the Twitter feed is no different than an administration of the past simply issuing press releases and nothing more. I mean, to me, that's the comparison. And I don't think we would have accepted that in the past, an administration only issuing printed press releases, or maybe in the more modern era, maybe an audio recording or video recording, and that's all you get from the administration. We would not accept that. And I don't think today we should accept an administration that simply tweets out information and is not willing to accept questions and probing from reporters.
Right. And when an administration goes as far as to crack down on press access to even the Senate or the lawmakers in between the hallways of Congress, which the Senate Republicans had just done last week, the public is going to demand that information, or going to demand to know why those actions were taken. So this is not helping this administration whatsoever. This is certainly putting them into more scrutiny than they've already put themselves in.
Can you explain that a little bit more, Will? What happened
Sure.
in the Senate?
Well, the Senate Republicans decided that they didn't want any more lawmakers to speak once they're right outside the doorway. They felt that there was, the word leak is becoming quite a buzzword, but they're using it in a more liberal sense of just how we get fresh response from lawmakers and congressmen, senators, House representatives coming out of, in and out of session. And what they want to do is to try to quash that and limit that even further. And that's basically what it is to try to further censor and limit press access. And this is another example of what the White House is doing.
Press access is only a good thing. And I don't understand where people come from and they think that we should not have an adversarial role.
Right.
With politicians or people who are, making laws. We should be looking into things. We should be questioning things. I don't think a prosecutor and defense attorney should get along.
And sure.
And not necessarily they have to hate each other by any means. And we don't have to hate anyone as reporters.
And that's a good point you say. I think the public really needs to realize that we are adversaries. This is an adversarial role. I think that gets lost in the shuffle and forgotten sometimes.
But adversarial, not in the point of just drumming stuff up, but in the
right.
sense that we need to dig stuff up.
Yes. It's our responsibility and our job. And it goes back to an argument we've made before about folks understanding what journalism in the media is. It's not for shock value. It's not for gotcha. It's all for the sake of watching out for the public and being their adversary, being their attaché, being their representative when they can't be there.
Yeah, being their watchdog.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm watching the clock here, and it says we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.